Mother?
Yes?
Okay. So those will start recording us in a minute.
Okay.
They're just studying speech patterns at University of Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And we get $20 to do that.
Well, good.
Mike's got a PIN number, and he'll get $20, too.
Well, that's good.
Sister Lee, remember Sister Leanne Herta, the nun
yeah.
out of Brookwood? Well,
yeah,
she's
sure
the one that, she's the one who found out about it. Did Bradley and Joy move?
No, they haven't. They're not going to move till 1st of March.
Oh, they're not? How come?
I guess just because it's so rough, you know, and everything.
Yeah. Did Mike get the cabinets in?
No. Well, yeah, I think he pretty much got them done. But they still, you know, it's so rough, they just decided not to.
Yeah, it'd be just too cold and slick and stuff.
Yeah.
Are the kids out there?
We've got Tia.
Oh, you do? What have you got Tia for?
Patricia had to go to Campbellsville or somewhere over there to...
Oh.
She's going to be gone 2 nights.
Well, I thought I heard a kid in the background.
Yeah, it's
Tia. How's she doing?
Oh, she's doing fine.
Does she miss her mommy?
Well, at times, you know, I can tell she does, but...
Oh, poor baby. And Tony couldn't keep her?
Well, yeah, he could have, I guess, but...
She just wanted to bring her over.
Yeah, we hadn't kept her in a while.
What's she talking about?
She plays with these pencils, and I watch her real close, but she puts them in this little jug.
Yeah.
And she'll take them out, reach one at a time to me and say, Mama, reach it to me. And then she'll get another one. She says, Mama, and she reaches it to me.
Oh, I can remember Dominic doing that.
Can you?
Yeah. Well, that's me anyway, reaching them to me.
Yeah.
Well, is this her second night or her first night?
Well, Patricia stayed with her last night.
Oh, and then she left for Campbellsville today.
Yeah, this morning.
Okay. What's Daddy doing?
He's playing with her right now.
Have to watch her every minute, don't you?
Yeah, you have to entertain her all the time, you know.
Oh, I know. It's nonstop.
Yeah. It wouldn't be so hard, you know, if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy it, you know.
Well, you enjoy it for a little while.
Yeah.
And after a while, you think, oh, what am I going to do?
But
I know the feeling.
Once you get rested, well, you can go back at it.
Yeah. As long as it's not too often.
Yeah.
What's Millie doing?
I think she had a class tonight.
Oh, okay. Because over here in Corbin?
Yes, I believe she was coming to Corbin.
Okay. Well, I told her if she ever got into trouble, because it's real cold over here. It's been blowing snow all day. Have you had snow?
Yeah, we sure have.
And I just got back from Rough River State Park. I had to stay there last night.
Did you?
Yeah, we were supposed to really not get back until about 8 or 9 o'clock, but we left early, Cammie and I did, because it was just looking too bad over there.
Yeah.
So they said, well, if you're really afraid about driving, everybody that just don't feel comfortable might as well leave. So we left.
Oh, yeah. Well, it must have got slick, because I saw the snow plow and the salt truck, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty slick coming home.
So,
I mean, I worry about her driving back over there tonight, because anything that's on the road's going to freeze.
Yeah, it sure is.
Maybe she'll come by here.
Well, she might.
Where are the kids at?
They were going to church with Mike.
With Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, well, I just wonder what they were doing. I tried to call her, and I was going to see what, you know, how her classes were going. I knew she was supposed to have two of them this direction.
Yeah, one's on Monday night, one's on Wednesday night, I think.
We have one's in London and one's here.
Yeah.
So she'll be stopping in a lot before spring.
Yeah, she should be.
Yeah, she could just stay all night because there won't be school the next day if it's bad.
Yeah, especially if it's rough.
Yeah.
Well, one night she rides with somebody or, you know, they ride with her, and then another night she goes by herself. I worry about her that night.
Yeah, that's scary. Is it tonight?
I believe it is.
Oh.
I believe tonight's when she goes by herself.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Well, Mike didn't think I was going to be in until later, so his mom and dad picked the boys up and took them straight up to their house, and they're eating, so they're not going to be home until after they eat.
They're not.
No, and I've been home since 6. So I thought, well, it's a good time to make this call. I never get a chance.
Yeah.
And nobody's ever home anyway. You can call and call, nobody's ever home.
Oh, you don't call here? And
yeah, I tried there once. Well, I don't know when it was. See, I've had this paper forever.
Oh.
We got these little cards in the mail today that said it was going to expire February 1st.
Yeah.
So we need to use them.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
How long are we supposed to talk?
Oh, we can talk up to 30 minutes. We don't have to talk any length of time, you know, just a little while.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, but we've got up to 30 minutes paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's she doing now?
What was the plan with her? She dumps the stuff out of this picture thing.
Uh-huh.
And then she puts it back in. You know how the boys do.
Yeah.
Dominic especially.
Take them out, put them back in.
Yeah.
So cute. See, Trish had her over here one night last week, and the boys were jumping off the couch on the cushions, and she'd just get right in the middle of them. We just have to jerk her right out because she just wants to do whatever they're doing.
Boy, she's intelligent, I tell you.
Yes, she is. She's smart.
And it's not just because she's my granddaughter.
No, she is. She's just smart. She can say stuff. Trish says she picks up the phone and goes, Papaw? Papaw?
Yeah.
Memo?
Well, I dialed for her in there a while ago, and she was talking to, she's going to talk to Michael, and she said, who was that?
She did?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it? She's a doll, baby. Well, listen, I'll let you go. I mean, we don't have to talk for 30 minutes. We just needed to talk for a while. And I just need to let you know it was being recorded.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine.
But, well, come over and see us.
Well, if we never get a chance.
Okay.
Well, you guys come over here. You'll be over this weekend?
I don't know. It depends on what the weather's like. If it's clear and Mike doesn't have to play ball, we may come Sunday.
Okay.
When did you say Trish is picking her up?
Well, she's going to stay with Vicky tomorrow night, I think.
She is.
I wish she could just stay here. Because I hate for her to have to go somewhere else after getting used to being here, you know.
Yeah.
But Vicky wants to keep her.
Yeah. Well, she might as well get used to being different places.
Yeah, that's true.
She's stuck with all of us.
Yeah, she'll enjoy it there with Christopher, you know.
Oh, yeah. Christopher will play with her.
Yeah.
She likes to have other kids around.
Yeah. She's wearing us out to play with her.
You know, she'll need a break by tomorrow. You'll be glad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I wish we could keep the boys sometime. I'll try and talk them into it. I told them we'd go camping.
Oh, they will. They're getting a lot better right now. I mean, they really want to go places. They'll beg to go home with Trish. If she comes over here, they both beg to go stay all night.
Yeah, I wish they would hear.
And they have a couple of times. I've just sent them on. And
they've
stayed all night and done fine. And so since they're getting that way with her, you know, the older they get, the easier it'll be for them. And they'll start doing that with you all, too.
Yeah.
They'll start begging to stay all night.
I told them we'd go camping. We'd cook. And Vincent, I believe it was, said, well, if a bear comes, we'll just divide our food. And I said, if you have a bear comes, we'll just give them all our food.
You could just put a big sheet over the dining room table and let them crawl under there and sleep under there, and they think they're camping.
Yeah.
And then just pretend like they're cooking. So they love to do that.
Yeah.
They like to get pots and pans and get under the table and let me put a sheet over it.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they just get under there and act like they're camping.
Oh, well, I remember that.
That could be camping for them if you don't want them sleeping outside.
No, well, we're just going to go in the daytime.
Oh, yeah.
Like I took Brad Jr. and Jennifer and Ann.
Oh, yeah.
You know, down into the woods and...
Let them back like they're camping.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd love it.
Yeah.
They're little Cracker Jacks. Okay, I'll let you get back to tea. Give her a big kiss for me.
Okay.
All right, tell Daddy I said hi.
All right. You guys come over.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.